Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Mori. Nimi Marazi Shichyu. It's Moshe de Pesh, the Raisal Moshe Mordechai. And Le Nishmas. Rabbi Yitzvi ben Ruchanuch Hendel, the Heilige Kajik lover, whose Yotzeit is today. Chav Zayin Nisan. And we're going to be discussing the mitzvah, the fundamental mitzvah in the Torah, Ve'avta l'reicha kamocha, based in the Torah, from Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, HaKohen HaGadol HaMufla v'HaMufla Rav Aman Zatzal. The Rambam, in the 14th parak of Hilchos Aveh, Halacha Aleph, writes, Mitzvah Shel Torah Levaker Cholim V'Nachem Aveil M'Hotzei HaMeis, etc. V'Latzak V'Chol Tzorech HaKvur V'Lelech, L'Fana V'Lispoid, etc. Afal Pi Shekol Mitzvah Medivreim, So it's a mitzvah se'esem with the Rabbanan to be mevaker cholim, to visit the sick, to console the mourners, to go to a funeral, to be involved in all of the burial process, to eulogize. And even though all these mitzvahs are with the Rabbanan, they're included in ve'avta l'reicha kamocha. So it's very difficult to understand that if they're included in ve'avta l'reicha kamocha, so they're not with the Rabbanan, they're in the Torah. And if they're Menat Torah, then how is it a mitzvah derabanan? So the Rambam says, Davar vipuchai. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah derabanan. That's deraisa. That's funny. For amdu bezeh hamagilas Esther, b'sefer hamitzvahs b'sherash harishayim, ayin sham v'varv b'sherash hasheni, uve marganisa tavisham b'sherash harishayim, uve hamig she'ela, she'ota kuf lamed zayin oiz beiz ve'oid 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 asach redden, vegen der Rambam. Vayim b'kiryas sefer al Rambam, who writes that mitzvahs gnilus chasad, v'derech al zday rights, including v'haft arecha kamarcha, both in klali, and the pratim of gnilus chasad and medivreim. So both in klali, it's minat Torah, and both in specifically, these specific acts are midrabbanim. What does that mean? If the pratim are midra, if b'chlal gnilus chasadim is minat Torah, then why are the details of Gemilas Chasadim in the Rabbanan? I mean, it's all deraisa. It's all v'haft derech kamocha. What do you need the rabbis for to tell us? The Torah already says it. V'yosu tzarech bi'or mashkos v'rambam, say for mitzvah shorosh hasheni l'hasig ala b'hag. B'hag enumerates nichum aveilim. And bikur cholim, the Rambam writes, nishta zo, it's not so. Rather, these are all under the rubric of v'haft derech kamocha. The Rambam is very bothered by the Bahags saying that that the Nichum Avelim is part of the Minyan, Bikur Cholim is part of the Minyan. The Rambam says, no, it's not a specific mitzvah, it's all under the rubric of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So don't enumerate it as a separate mitzvah. Wait a second, but you, the Rambam, said that it's the Rabbanan. You said that these details are derabanan. Midarais, it's not v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Here the Rambam says that midarais, it is v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So we're very, very confused and perplexed about the Shitas HaRambam, about v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So it appears follows. It's well known what the Maharsha says in the Sechah Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. And the Gemara that Hillel was Malami the Ger, Kola Torah Kula Regal Achas, what did Hillel say? Made Aloch Sani, Lechavrich Loi Savid, what's hateful unto you, done to your friend, the Maharsha explains. That's what it means in Parashas Kedoshim, Ve'avta l'reicha kamocha. Why did he say Belashin Shlila? Why did he use negative, couch it in negative terms? What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend? I have a better idea. How about say Ve'avta l'reicha kamocha? So explains the Maharsha, it's a very famous kasha. The Maharsha says, because in this pasuk there's no commandment to do a favor for your friend, just like you would do to yourself. Adrabba, Hayecha Kodman, your friend isn't on your level. Your friend isn't on your level. Your life comes first. You have to first be worried about yourself. That's the not a selfish way of looking at it, but that can actually be Torah, commandment. Torah commands you, that your life comes first. That's the tzivui haTorani. So don't tell me that your friend is equal to you, because he's not. You're first. Your needs come first. And only with regard to asiyas ro lechaveiro, there's a kamocha. When it comes to doing evil, then he's equal to you. When you're doing something bad to him, then it's mamish kamocha. When it comes to the positive, it's not kamocha. When it comes to the negative, causing him harm, then he's kamocha. And we see this by the fact that this mitzvah is in the 19th parak of the book of Leviticus, of Vayikra, in the context of losikom, lositor, a lot of lows. Don't do this, don't do that. So you see from the context that it's really telling you want the kamocha. V'avlerecha kamocha is only in the negative sense. Can't be kamocha in the positive sense because you come first. But as far as doing your friend a favor, he's mamish equal to you. You have to make sure that as much as you would concern with your own well-being, not to be harmed, so too not to harm your friend. Says the Targum Yoinasan ben Uziel, Usiracha me lechavroch deminda at sani loy savid leitzataka. Yonison ben Uziel explains the pasuk in the negative terms. You should love your friend, because what's hateful unto you, don't do unto him. V'kach v'targum Yonison ben Uziel, on the pasuk of Avas Hager ve'ahavta loy kamoicha. Also, don't harm him. And therefore, it says in the Torah, v'alech asani l'chabrech lo savi. Ayin sham v'divrei amar shol, ayin b'maretz chayis. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Prima Gadim Arachayim Simen Ayin Beis, Eishel Avram Sif Katan Dalet, Tshuvis Maharil Diskin, in the Psakim in Simen Reish Mem, V'kvar Kosav Kein Hayireim B'Reish Chov Dalet, in its first Teretz, Ayin Shamu B'Sefer Tuav Asra Eim. However, the Prima Gadim already notes in Arachayim Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Eishal Avram Medivra Maskil Mashakosav Amiskabed, Shaloi Kain Mevur Medivre HaRambam, the Perek Vov Mehilchas Deus Halocha Gimel. The Rambam says in the Mitzvah Esrei Ve'Avtala Re'acha Kamocha, not that it's a negative thing, don't cause your friend harm. Ulefikach Tzorich Lesaber B'Shivchoi, Velochus Al Memoinoi, Kemoishu Chos Al Momoin Atzmoi, Veroitze B'Chvoid Atzmoi. You have to relate the praise of your friend and have mercy on his money, just like you are careful about your own money and you want your own honor. So we see from the Rambam that there's a chiyuv maisa, there's a positive thrust to this mitzvah, that you have to relate your friend's praises. And there's more mefurish in the Rambam. In the 8th parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Halacha Yud, the Rambam writes that if a person refrains from pidyon shvuyim, he's over on the mitzvah of v'ohavto l're'acho kamoicho. Mefurash chiyuv maise mitzvah zu. V'cheinu mefurash gam b'Rambam b'perek yedalad mehilchas evel. Rambam writes in the mitzvahs of bikur cholim and nichum aveilim that they're included in v'ohavto l're'acho kamoicho. The Rambam sees it in a positive context, that you have to redeem your friend who is in captivity, that you have to do Bikur Cholim, that you have to do Nichum Aveilim. It's all positive. So all these things, the Shainim and Achronim wanted to say that it's about the negative, that you can only employ this mitzvah of Kamoicha, not to harm your friend, then he's equal to you. But when it comes to doing good, we don't say V'aftlerecha Kamocha. We see not like that from the Rambam. And Taka the Maharsha already asks, Eich yitochin chiyuv maisa lachaveiroi kamoicho. וכעוסה לעצמוי, והרי חייך קודמים כסיב. Your life comes first. This was also bothering Tosfos in Sanhedrin, a famous Tosfos, and Daf Samech Hei, and Daf Mem Hei, excuse me, Bror Lo Misa Yafa. Also the Rambam, in his Perush Al HaTorah, Parshas Kedoshim, was very bothered by this. He says it can't be. Lo yikabel ha'adam shiyoyav es chavero yikavoso yas nafshoy. So lo yachol liyot, ech yachol liyot avan kaze. He also asked from the law that chayecha kodem, your life comes first, so it's not mamish kamoicha. So we see a teretz for this in the Rambam himself, in Hilchas Evel. And in the Perush HaMikdover in Parshas Kedoshim, he's already omit on this. And that is when the Rambam says, Afal pishakol mitzis elu midivreihem, reihem bichlal v'yoavta l'reacha kamoicha, kol dvorim shata roitze, sheyasu oisom l'cho acherim, asei oisom l'ochicha b'teire u'b'mitzvis. As mevu'ar, sheperusho shel kamoicha, einoy al kemoi ma sheata oyei v'roitze la'atzmecha. It's not pshat that what you want for yourself, you have to do for your friend. Chayecha kodmin. So what does kamocha mean? Ma she'ata rotze, listen to what the Rambam says. Kol advarim she'ata rotze she'yasu oisam l'cho acherim, asei oisam le'achicha b'toiro b'mitzvus. Gevaldik. Everything you want other people to do for you, do for them. It's not pshat that what I want for myself, I have to do for my friend. So that means that if I go buy myself a new pair of shoes, I have to buy a new pair of shoes for all of my 700 real friends and 2,633 Facebook friends. I don't have Baruch Hashem, I don't have Facebook. In theory. So, ma pshat lo yachol liyot. But rather, what I expect my friend to do for me, what I would like my friend to do for me, I should do for him. That's what it means. And therefore, it's not a stira to chayecha koidmin. Because all you have in this mitzvah is that you're doing for your friend what you would expect your friend to do for you. Now, you would expect your friend to put himself first. So you also put yourself first. That's fine. That's according. That's Judaism. That's Torah. That's halacha. But what Kamocha is telling you is that what you would expect from your friend to do for you, you should do for him. So let's say there's a stira between your needs and your friend's needs. Your needs come first. But if there's no stira, there's no contradiction. Anything you would expect your friend to do for you, not putting you first, put him first. You put yourself first. But you would expect that your friend should be second, but not second like a really, really far second, like out of sight second. No, a very, very close second. You worry first about your own needs. And then your friend's needs, so. The Bechor Shor, in his Perush Al HaTorah, in Parshas Kedoshim, writes, Her Ois Tyre Yidin, Ve'avta l'recha kamocha, kamo shta rotze, shiohav utcha, de'alecha sani l'chav rech lo tavi, she'no omer shiohav acher kamo atzmo. Doesn't mean that you should love him like you love yourself. Elektiv v'chei achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chayei chavercha, your life comes first. שאם היה רוצה לומר שאוהב אחר כמו עצמו, היה לו לכתוב ואהבת את רעך כמוך. וכן ואהבת לא כמוך, לא כתב ואהבת אותו כמוך. אבל במקום אחר שכתב ואהבתם את הגר ולא כתב כמוך, ואהבת לא משמע לעשות לו כמוך. שכמו שאתה רוצה שיעשה הוא לך, כמו שפירשתי. So that's he says the pshat, like we're saying the pshat. Says the same idea. That what you would expect that your friend should love you, what's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. You wouldn't expect your friend, you wouldn't expect your friend to do something that's hurtful to you, so don't do anything hurtful to your friend. But it's not saying that you should love your friend as much as you love yourself, because your life comes first. And then he says the pasuk would have been formulated differently if you should love someone else as you love yourself. It would have said, Ve'ahavta esreacha kamocha. Or ve'ahavta lo kamocha. Ve'ahavta so kamocha. So I don't really understand grammatically how ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha implies not that you love him as much as you love yourself, but rather that you expect from him to you what you would expect from yourself to him. You act towards him like you would expect him to act towards you. And therefore you're not going to cause him any harm. I don't see how that works out grammatically, but we understand it logically, rationally. It makes sense. You can't expect your friend to love, and also it's against halacha, to love himself, you as much as he loves himself, but you can expect him to, whatever he would expect from you, you expect from him. The best way to treat a neighbor, you have certain expectations of other people. Not that every time they go to the store and buy dinner, they're buying dinner for everybody, for all their friends. Nobody expects that of anybody. But certainly not to cause harm. And any other behavior that's expected, if you would expect it of your friend, the way, when you would expect others to act, the way you would expect others to treat you, you should treat others. So it emerges according to this, that in principle, the Maharsha is saying the same thing as the Rambam. Neither of them hold that you possibly have to love your friend as much as you love yourself and take care of your friend as much as you take care of yourself. Nobody holds that way. Just the Maharsha narrows it to only negative things. What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. That's what it means. Don't do anything negative to your friend, just like you wouldn't expect your friend to do anything negative to you. That's your expectation of him. She's demanding the same thing of yourself. And the Rambam expands it also to positive actions. That when people are going to do favors for you, when, for example, you would expect your friend to speak positively of you, so you speak positively of your friend. You would expect your friend to be careful with your money, so be careful with his money. So B'Yisod HaDvarim, they're saying the same thing. Smag es in tes le snaig im chaveroi kasher yirtze shechaveroi misnaig imoi. You should act with your friend like you would expect your friend to act with you. Kloloi shel dovor, he brings the Gemara, de'alecha sani lechavrech le'savet. Beautiful. What's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. In other words, he says the pshat in the v'haft l'recha kamocha is the Gemara in Shabbos, as the Maharsha learns. And he brings the famous Yerushalmi in the Dorim, that let's say you accidentally, one hand accidentally hurts the other hand, your right hand accidentally wounds your left hand. Is your left hand now going to take revenge on your right hand? No. So again, don't do anything negative to your friend. And then we have the Chizkuni, Eino Omer Ve'afta Re'acha Kamocha. The Yevshal Askim doesn't say Ve'afta Re'acha Kamocha. Ela ve'avta l'reacha kamoicha. Perush, ve'avta la'aseis lo'i toiva kamo she'ata ohev she'asehu l'cha. Da'lechasani l'chavrich l'savid. That's how he explains ve'avta l'reacha. In other words, to do for your friend. Ve'avta, you should love. L'reacha, towards your friend. Do acts of love towards your friend. What you would expect him to do for you, you should do for him. So the Chizkuni writes like the Rambam. What do you be what you'd expect from your friend you should do to him? What you would expect your friend to do for you should do for him. And he also adds in Dalach Hasani Lachavich Losavi. So that's Gevaldik. Well, the Fizenira. So now we are going to take the baton and run with it. And the Chayra, we have to understand. We see in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, Shaloi Kosav Shom HaRambam B'chiyuv Zu Mitzvah Zu Ela Lochus Al Momoin Chaveroi L'Saper B'Shifchoi. In Deis, the Rambam only mentions to have mercy on your friend's money and to relate his praises. In Manas Aniyim, Rambam adds Pidyon Shvuyim. In Hilchos Avelus, the Rambam adds all the mitzvahs of Gemilus Chasodim. So how does that all stem? In one place in Deis, it's Mashma, it's only Lachos Hamom Chavelo Saber B'Shivchoy. And then in Matnes Aniyim, oh, you also have to be Pidyon Shvuyim. Another says, "Oh, you also have to do bikucholim, nicham avelim, etc." In Rabbeinu Yoina, in Ovis, in Perek Beis Mishnah Tesvov, he writes on the Mishnah, "Yakavoid chavelcha chaviv alecha kishelcha shehilchois derech eretz shanu kan v'humi derech hamuser that." These are Hilchos Derech Eretz. It's Musar, not a Chiyuv. That your friend's honor should be beloved to you as your own honor. It's Musar, it's not a Chiyuv. And so too in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel Os Gimel, he writes on the Mitzvah of Kibud Ov Ve'Eim, Sheba'odam Acher Ein Mitzvah Rak Sheloi Letzaroi. When it comes to another person, you're not allowed to cause him tzar. But there's no mitzvah to be mechabed another person. There's a mitzvah of kovet. Now, apparently, this only works with the Maharsha, because the Maharsha holds that it's just refrain from doing negative to your friend. But according to the Rambam, why isn't that included in the mitzvah of ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha? It should be. You want other people to be mechabed you, be mechabed them. And in fact, in the Sefer Emek Broche from Rav Arye Pomeranchik, the Talmud of Chaim Brisker, he already asks this kasha. Walked into shul one day, a couple of years ago, and somebody said, hey, this is the Emek Broche's son. The Emek Broche died when this person was a young child. But wow, Emek Broche's son. As Mizenera, שמה שכתב הרמב״ם שמחייבתו מצווה זו בכל הדברים שאתה רוצה שיעשו לך אחרים אין הכוונה בזה לרצון בלבד אלא הכוונה למה שאתה מצפה שיעשו לך אחרים ביותם אחיך ובני עמך שעל ידי זה יש בסיס לציפייה זו מרעיך And the Rambam says that everything you want others to do for you, you should do for others. It doesn't just mean that you want it, but that you can expect it because they are your brothers and a member of the same nation. And therefore, there is a basis to anticipate and expect this treatment, positive treatment, from your friend. As the Rambam famously writes, we discussed this in another shir at length, Perek Yud Mehilchos Matnas Aniyim Halacha Beis Kol Yisrael Va'anil Va'aleim Ke'ochi Meheim We're all like brothers. Shenemar Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem Im Lo Yirachem Ha'och Al Ochiv Mi Yirachem Olov If one brother isn't going to have mercy on his brother, who will? We're all brothers. We're all Bonim Atem Lashem Elokeichem. We all have the same Father in Heaven. Ulemi Aniye Yisrael Noisim Eineihem Who are the Jewish poor lifting up their eyes towards? Halagoyim shesoinim oisam v'rotvim achareyem? Oh, they're going to look towards the anti-Semites? Please help me. They're only looking towards their brothers. You're my brother, man. So that's the way you have to treat your brother. Like a brother. And on this, it says that there has your relationship to your friend has to be like a brother. Like the member of the same people. You expect your friend, your fellow Jew, to treat you like a fellow Jew, to treat you like a member of the same people. So treat him that way as well. So it has to be an expectation that has a firm basis in ethics and morals. It has to have a firm ethical and moral basis based on the fact that we are all a member of the same people and all these special children of Hashem. And therefore, by pidyon shvuyim, a person definitely expects that all of the Jewish people should have mercy on him. Like we see in the Rambam Matnas Aniyim, and save him from death to life. So too the same vort when we're talking about relating his praise, caring about his money. You should expect your friend to save your life, and you can expect your friend to speak positively of you and not to waste your money. What about being makavel covered from your friend? What about being makabel covered? Is that something you would expect necessarily, that your friend should give you covered? You walk in the room, I'm talking about covered, you don't want you to get covered from your friend, COVID-19, whatever they call that, you know, the illness. That's not the type of covered we're talking about. We're talking about respect, honor. You expect your friend to stand up for you when you walk in the room? No. And it's enough that he's not mevazi you. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's merely al derech hamusar, but it's not an obligation. So according to this, we can say all the mitzvahs in the Maisim that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avel, Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, Kfures Hameis. In all of these cases, there is no necessity to say that you would expect your friend to do it for you. Just because he's your brother doesn't necessarily mean that he has to visit you when you're sick or menachem you when you're in avil. Because maybe it's a lot to expect, you know. If you only have one brother, when I say your brother, I don't mean your brother, biological brother from the same parents. There you would expect, obviously, nichum aveilim, that, you know, a person's brother loses his spouse, chas v'shalom, or something like that. So, of course, but as far as an entire nation goes, pidyon shvuyim, yes. Sibur b'shevach chavero, yes, that you would expect. But not necessarily those things, the Kvuras Hameis, and Nichum Aveil, and Bikur Cholim. That, just because he's your Recha, your brother, you wouldn't necessarily expect that. And therefore the Rambam says that it's only Midrabanan, there's only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. And that's maybe what the Kiryas Sefer meant, that the Klal is Menatar and the Prater and Midivrayim. So B'derech Klal, you expect your friend to chesed for you. And therefore there's a mitzvah says, Doi Raisa of Gmilus Chesedin, from behalf to Recha Kamoicha, but you can't say it every single time. Every single time there's a Bikur Cholim, there's a Nichum Aveilim, and you expect everybody to come. You can't, Midaraisa. And therefore there's no mitzvah min HaTorah. On the Pratim there's a mitzvah derabanan, but not min HaTorah. Because min HaTorah is only what you would expect, al pi Torah, that your brother would do for you. And these Pratim, apparently you wouldn't expect that your fellow Jew should do for you, is obligated to do for you. Only midrabanan. The only problem is, again, we have in the Lashon of the Rambam that it's all Daraisa, because the Rambam says it's Daraisa. Rambam says it's all included in Ve'avta L'Reacha Kamoicha. But they're Dirabbanan. So if you shouldn't expect it from your friend, then how can it be included in the Daraisa? The Rambam seems to say that they're all Daraisa, and then he also says they're Dirabbanan. The only problem is the Rambam starts off and he says mitzvah seseh shel divrayim, but he also says it's included in v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So which one is it? As omer moreinu v'rabeinu b'roiv ge'oinu soy. שעיקרו אינו תלוי באדם פרטי זה או זה, אלא תלוי הדבר במה שמתחייב מצד עצמו שיעשה איש הישראלי איש לרעהו. כיוון שכאן התבאר אינו תלוי ברצון בעל מה שיעשו לו, אלא ברצון שיש לו בסיס ומציאות המביאה לידי עשייה זו, ומחמת זה הוא מה שישנו לרצון זה, לכן לבטר שיש מדבריהם, על כל הדברים שחשב שם הרמב״ם, והם מדבריהם שכתב הרמב"ם ומה שכתב בתורה ועבדתם את הדרך כמבואר ברמב"ם בספר המצוות בשורש השני. לכן הנה אמנם שנחשב הדבר כמצווה מדבריהם כיוון שהוא דרך דרש ואינו מפורש במקרא, הוא דרכו של הרמב"ם, כידוע, אבל הבטר שקבע את זה התורה בדרש, הרי זה מתחייב ממהות האיש ישראלי לעשות את זה עם כל הפרטים איש לאחיו. ככל שמתחייב הדבר מצד עצמו, הרי ממילא ישנו דבר במצוות ואהבת למחייב מצוות עשה לעשות לחברו, מה שמתבקש ומתחייב שיעשה חברו לא. So it comes out like this, that what is a person obligated to do for his friend? What is a person have a right to expect from his friend? That's what's obligated. So the truth is until the rabbis came around, you were not obligated to visit the sick and be Menachem Ovel, etc., be involved in Kfuras Hameis. But then came along the rabbis, and the rabbis said, no, from the Pasuk, the rabbis Darshan, Vodatam, Esaterach Yelchuba, etc., from that Pasuk we learn, Bikucholim, Nichum Aveilim, as the Rambam brings in the Sefer HaMitzvos in the second Shairish. And therefore it's only Drash, it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. So the Rambam doesn't Paskin. The Rambam holds that it's the Rabbanan, if it's not Mefurish in the Pasuk. Ve'en kan makom laharich. It's not going to be included in the Taryag. But after the Torah put it in there, B'derech Drash, now that is what is required of a Jewish person. And since that's what's required of a Jewish person, you can now expect that from your friend, and it's included in the Daraisa. So originally it was not included in the Daraisa. But now that the rabbis darshan, that this is the proper way to treat your friend, now it's included in the daraisa. Because what is the daraisa? The daraisa is what is the proper way to treat your friend. You have to love your friend. So whatever is considered the proper way to love your friend is obligatory. So originally that included, according to the Rambam, Pidyon Shvuyim, and L'Saper B'Shivcho, L'Achos Al-Mamono. But after the rabbis established, no, there's also Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, Kfuras Hameis, Afnas Kala. So after the rabbis determine those details, now that's also expected. All that's expected of you, so that goes into the Daraisa. Because what is the Daraisa? What's expected of you? You know what it's like? What's the power of your parents? Your parents, if you're Zochet to have, and even if you're not, but even Kibbut Aveim, even after that, okay? Whatever they say, whatever they want, becomes a Daraisa. Right? Your mother wants a cup of juice. So bringing your mother a cup of juice becomes a daraisa. Your mother wants a ride to the doctor's office. Giving your mother a ride to the doctor's office is a daraisa. and your mother doesn't want to ride to the doctor's office, giving it, she's not going to the doctor today, and you give her a ride anyway, that's not a doraisa, that's not a mitzvah. But whatever what she wants determines what the mitzvah is. So here also, we have a doraisa of after recha kumocha. The doraisa is defined as what's expected of you to act the way you are expected to act towards your friend. The rabbis are saying that the way you're expected to act towards your friend, we're obligating you in X, Y, and Z. Bikucholim, Mikhom, Mavelim, Kurusameh, etc. So now that the rabbis are, oh, that's the expected behavior, so now that's subsumed under the Vahaft L'Recha Kamocha. They made it a Doraisa. They turned it into a Doraisa. But that's why it's not going to be in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Because it only got there, it only came to be a Mitzvah Doraisa because the rabbis. That doesn't count in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Not going to be counted as one of the 613. That's only from the rabbis. From Vadat al Saderich Yechuba. We have a medrash that says, "V'adatel hem esaderech yelchu ba, v'adatel hem adala beischayim esaderech zu bikucholim, yelchu zu kvoros hameisim, ba zu gnilos chasadim, esamazes zu shiru sadim." So we have in this medrash the details of bikucholim and kvoros hameisim, gnilos chasadim. So again, you can't necessarily expect it from your friend before the derabbanan, but now that the rabbi said, now you can expect it from your friend. וזה נראה לי השב את הסתירות שישנם לכאורה בדברי הרמב״ם, בדין ואהבת לרעך כמוך ברשע. הרמב״ם כותב בפרק ו' מהלכות דעות, בסתם שמצווה על כל אדם לאהוב את כל אחד ואחד מישראל כגופו. הרמב״ם says you have to love every Jew, and he wasn't מחלק between a Russia or not. You have to love every Jew. Not like it says in Nagos Maimonios that it's דווקא פיזיורך בתורה ומצווס, but in other Russia, mitzvah l'snoisei, ayin sham b'smag mitzvah say tes, v'rashbam b'perish ala torah mashkas av reacha. And yirei mitzvah reish chav dalet. So, there's a lot to say about that. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, simen kuf nun vav siv kot dalet. V'chein u lehedya b'divrei Rambam b'perish ha-mishnais b'sanhedrin, perik chelek b'yesodi yod gimel, וכבר בירונו כאשר ימין אדם אלי יסודוס כולם מנסבר לו בו המנוסה בהם הוא נכנס לכלל ישראל. הוא מצווה לאהבו לרחם עליו ולנגים בכל אשר ציבה So the Rambam says anybody who believes is in Klal Yisrael, and therefore you have to love him. And this is even a Rasha, the Teyavon, not a Hachis. There's even a Rasha the Teyavon, they have this mitzvah. So we have in the Rambam, in the Perish Mishnayis in Sanhedrin, Yisod Yud Gimel, and you also have in Perak Vov Mirchazdeus, it's Mashma, even Rishayim you have to love. But then, in Perak Yedal of Mirchazdeus, we have in the Rambam, Afu Pisha Kol Mitzel Dvarim, Reya B'chal V'Aflu Recha Kamorcha, Kol Advarim Shata Roitze, etc. Asi Eisam, Atal Eisam, Le'achicha B'Torah B'Mitzvahs. Only if he's your brother in Torah Mitzvahs, La'afuke Rashi, and that's against the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis. And against the Mashmos of Hilchas Deos also. So we have the Rambam in Hilchas Evel, it's only if he's your brother in Torah Mitzvahs. Not a Rosh, it's not keeping Torah Mitzvahs. And then we have in the Rambam in Deis, in the Perish Mishnayis, that even if he's a Rosh, you have to love him. Kfar Amdu Bazeh. We also have that when you're carrying out the Mises Beis Din, it says, V'haft l'recha kamocha borlo misa yafa. The Gemara is trying to determine what type of misa to give him. Does burning mean that you mamish take a thing of fire and you throw him in the fire? Like in the movies or like they used to do in the olden days? No. Pour lead down his throat. Because borlo misa yafa, the Gemara is trying to figure out what the best way to borlo misa yafa. So you see that even people are yotzei leharek, even people are being killed. They're not such tzaddikim usually, right? They were given the warning that if they do this, they're going to die. And Tokadei Dibur, they said, yes, we know. And they did it anyway in front of Edim. So that's already really bad. Yet it says, V'haf l'recha kamocha about them also. But again, we have the Rambam and Hilchos Evel. They have to be achicha b'Torah b'mitzvahs. So this is mamish avunder, as they say in Spanish. So based on what we said, we can say explain as follows. Shevadayu ledata Rambam ein drasha lemeit drasha mitzvah. So we don't have a drasha to be memait a drasha from this mitzvah. And when it says kamoicha, who's the kamoicha? You should love him like yourself, or your reacha has to be like yourself. If your reacha has to be like yourself, that means he's got to be your brother in Torah and Mitzvahs. He's keeping Torah and Mitzvahs like you. That's the way some people understand. But the Rambam understands the Kamochas and the Behafta. You should love him like yourself. He doesn't have to be your brother in Torah and Mitzvahs. And if there was a Miut, then why the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, there was a Miut from the word Lereacha, as Dagos Maimonius wants to say, and also look in the Steichemen in Klalim Oisireish Klalim. So the Rambam should have said in Hilchos Avel, not Lachicha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs, L'Reacha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. So the Rambam isn't learning there's a miut in Reacha that he has to be your brother in Torah V'Mitzvahs. And therefore it would appear, She'atam L'Zeu L'Fima She'Nitba'er, She'yesh B'Chlal Chiyuv HaPe'ulot, Gam Et Ma She'Chava HaTorah B'Mitzvoteh Al Hanaga Bein B'nei Yisrael. שאז ממילא מתחייב הדבר מרעך לך, ושוב חייב אתה את זה לרעך. ועל זהו שכתב הרמב"ם מסברה, שכל שאינו אחיך בתורה ובמצוות, ואינו חש לחיובי התורה, ופרק, רחמנא ליצלן, מעצמו או תורה, שוב אין אתה מצפה ממנו, שינהג כן עמך, מצד המתחייב מעצם מהותו. ומילא שאינך חייב לו את זה. כיוון שכנתבר מדבר הרמב״ם בלכות אבל, על חלק המצווה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך, הבא מחמת חיוב התורה שישנה על זה. ולכן כתב הרמב״ם, שנראה לו מישהו הכריח בתורה ומצוות. וכל זה כלפי מה שכתב הרמב״ם בלכות אבל, אבל בלכות אות פירוש המשניות, דיבר הרמב״ם על עיקר המצווה. שיקרא ובמאי דהלך סני לחברך לא תוות. וכדומה מהדברים שמתבקשים מצד עצמן ביותו רעך, ואינם באים מחמת חיוב התורה. וזה ישנו גם כלפי רשע, שאומנם המצוות אינו מקיים, אבל רעך ואחיך הוא, ומצפה אתה ממנו, שאינה כן עמך. ולכן סתם שם הרמב״ם וכתב להדיה, פירוש המשניות שישנו חיוב זה בכל אדם, וגם למי שעובר על דברי תורה. ולכן יש גם ברור לא מיטה יפה, שזה מדין דהלך הסנה, וזה ישנו גם כלפי רשע. ואין בזה כל סתירה בדברי הרמב״ם. Meaning, in Anglito, that in Hilchos Eivel, the Rambam is talking about what you would expect your friend, the way you would expect your friend to act towards you because of a Torah obligation, you should act towards your friend. And therefore, the Rambam says, Misvara, that the Torah, that if your friend isn't keeping Torah and mitzvahs, then it makes sense that he is not going to act. You're not going to expect him to act towards you in a kind way, and therefore you don't have to act that way towards him. The Torah is not going to obligate you, since he's not keeping Torah and mitzvahs. So therefore he's not going to treat you nicely. So it makes sense then that the Torah is not going to obligate you to treat him nicely. He doesn't care about what the Torah says. So if he doesn't care about what the Torah says, he's porek all. So you know he's not going to treat you properly. So therefore there's no obligation on you either. Because he's not, in other words, this is all again what the Torah was mechayev. You have to love him because you would expect him to treat you a certain way because the Torah commanded. And therefore you're going to treat him the same way because that's what the Torah commands. But if he doesn't care about the Torah's commands, then he's out. And then he's not achicha b'Torah mitzvahs anymore. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Eivel. Now in Hilchos Deos, in the Parish HaMishnah, the Rambam was talking about the mitzvah, which is primarily de'alecha sani l'chavrich lo save, which is not necessarily because the Torah is going to obligate you, but because, as we said before, that there's an inyan of, he's your brother. He's your brother. You're all a member of the same nation. And what would you expect from him on that level? On that level, what you would expect from him is that he won't mistreat you. Even if he's not Shara Torah mitzvahs, you wouldn't expect him to mistreat you. Just like we said, that al pi the chiyuv of the Torah, you wouldn't expect, just because he's your brother, you wouldn't, meaning a member of the same nation, you wouldn't necessarily expect him to be Isaac in your Kvuras HaMeis and in Bikur Cholim Nichum Avelim, etc. So therefore, it was the rabbis who had to make that into an obligation. And then it becomes included in the Chiyuv Torah. That's all we're dealing with, the Chiyuv Torah. But what about your brother, the way you'd expect your brother to treat you? So that's what the Rambam is talking about in Hilchos Deos in the Parish HaMishnayis. How would you expect it? You would expect your brother not to harm you. You would expect a fellow Jew not to harm you. And therefore the Rambam says in Hilchos, in the Parish HaMishnayis, and the Pashtus also in Hilchos Deos 6:3, the Rambam seems to be saying that even if he's a Russian, because that's a Russia, you'd expect him not to harm you. Even if he's a Russia, you'd expect him not to harm you, so you can't harm him. And that would also apply to Russia. Make sure you give him the nicest possible Misa. That's how Chazal determined what the Misa is. It's the most dignified way of dying in those skillless Reifa Harrigan Chenik. So the Madalach Sani L'Chavrich Lo Saved is what's Mischayiv Mitzad that he's your brother. And therefore what's hateful unto you, you're not going to do to him. Because he's not going to do it to you. And that you would expect as far as your brother is concerned. And therefore that applies even to a Russia. When Shane came, when the Rambam is talking in Hilchos Eivel, there the Rambam is talking about what's Mischayiv Mitzad HaTorah. The way the Torah would obligate you to act towards a fellow Jew. But if he's not, i.e., what the Torah would obligate him to do for you, you're obligated to do for him. But if he's not b'chlal holding by the Torah, then you don't have to act towards him in that way either. You don't have to be especially generous. That's all on the more positive side. But on the negative side, to harm him, that is even, he's your brother. Like we quoted the Rambam before. I love that Rambam. If one brother is not going to have mercy on his brother, who will? Who are the Jews supposed to expect tzedakah from? from Hagoyim Shesayim Oysam Veloitfim Achrayim Ha'ein Enayim Tzuyos El Achayim. So again, the Yesod is there has to be a basis for you to expect your friend to act this way towards you, and therefore you have to act this way towards your friend. And there are two reasons for this basis. Number one is that the Torah would obligate it. And number two is that he's your brother. And that's the way you act towards a brother. So in Hilchas Avel, the Rambam was talking about the positives of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Avelim, etc. So there, this is what the Torah requires after the rabbi said it, but whatever the Torah would require for Haftal Recha Kamocha, what you would expect Al Pi Torah him to do for you, but he's not holding by the Torah. So you don't have to act towards him in that way. But in the Parish of Mishnayis, and in the Hilchos Deis, there the Rambam is talking about what you would expect as your brother. That he's your brother. And therefore, you expect him not to harm you. You'd also expect, as your brother, that he's going to lesapra b'shev b'shivcho, b'lachos al-mamono. So that you would expect of your brother. Even if he's not holding by Torah and mitzvahs, you would expect, even if he's not from, for him to be careful with your money and to speak positively of you. And therefore, you have the same obligation, even though if it's talking about a Russia, there's an Isser of Chanufa by a Russia, not to praise a Russia. I don't know how, if we're talking about it, the Rambam, that's a mashmos of the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, they were talking even about a Russia. Rambam doesn't limit it, Rambam doesn't qualify it, even a Russia you have to love. And L'saper b'shivchoi. So we're saying, definitely not in the negative. Don't do anything negative to him. Yeah, but it also is L'saper b'shivchoi, which is also, you know, it'll be M'saper b'shavach Russia. So that's a question not on our mahalach, a question of Rambam himself. Like upon him in our mahalach, what we're saying is the chilik between these two halachas. They're talking about two different types of ahava. Ahava, what's mischayv min haTorah, that you're not obligated towards somebody who's not the chicha b'Torah mitzvahs. And the way you would treat a brother, and that you are obligated towards a chicha b'Torah mitzvahs. And we saw that the yisod of v'haftal rech kamocha, both in the Maharsha and the Rambam, the Maharsha in the negative sense, don't harm your friend, and the Rambam, the positive sense, be kind to your friend, but again, that's all only what's expected. If you would expect it of your friend to you, then you have to do it to him, but not that you and your friend are on an equal level. It's an old story that they tell about two friends. One was once taken into jail, and he was in jail. He needed to get medicine for his wife. So he asked the authorities, "Let me out. I have to go to the next town to get medicine for my wife, and then I'll come right back." And he was going to be killed. They said, "How do we know you're going to come back?" So his friend said, "You know what? Friend heard about this. He said, I'll be his guarantor. I'll be his arif. I'll take the, if he doesn't come back on time, you can kill me instead." They agreed, they let the guy out. He has to be back by 12 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. 11 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, 11:15, he's not back. 12 o'clock, he's not back. Finally, 12:01, he goes, I'm here. They're just about to take off the other guy's head. And the other guy, the stand-in, says, no, you're too late. You have to take off my head. And the guy says, no, but I was originally the one who was Chayv Misa. I was the one who was supposed to be killed, not you. So they have to kill me. It's, no, I want them to kill me. And they're arguing which one should get their head chopped off. And then the king saw that and he said, wow, you know what? I'll let you both stay alive as long as you make me part of your friendship circle. And that's what it means. V'haftal re'echa kamocha ani Hashem. You should love your friend in such a way that ani Hashem, that my Hashem also want to be part of that group. That's a beautiful mashal. But it's not al pi halacha. It's al pi halacha chayecha kodmin. Your life comes first. And if Reuben was Chayiv Misa, and Shimon is the sit-in, and then Reuben comes back, so Reuben is okay. Shimon has to say, Reuben came back, he was Chayiv Misa, Chayecha Koidman. We don't have sit stories, because we have Halacha, Chayecha Koidman. So Chayecha Koidman. Your life comes first. It's a beautiful, beautiful friendship. We love the friendship. But your life comes first. And therefore, when we talk about V'haftal Recha Kamocha, it's what you would expect of your friend to the way you would expect him to act towards you, you have to act towards him. Of course, there is just a velt more to say about this. I always like to note how I like to do searches in my, I call it to Google in my Otzer HaChochmah. Right? You have the great Otzer HaChochmah program with the 111,830 Sfarim. That's the previous gear, so I haven't gotten the new one yet. Haven't upgraded yet. I'm hoping to do so. And I always like to see how many mentions there are of Hafter Recha Kamocha. So not so many. Only 85,049 in 23,372 Sfarim. So if you're looking for a Dvar Torah in the parish, you want to talk about the Hafter Recha Kamocha, you have ample material to deal with. But and then you have to think on your own. You have to come up with your own Chedushim if you can. Yeah, there's always more. That's the depth. That's an incredible thing. And I always like to go to the words of Moreno Rabbeinu because he's always mamish pilei plois hafle v'fele in his Torah. So there's still a lot more to go. Meaning we're only part of the way through. How does the song go? Am anetzach lo mifached, lo mifached miderech arukah. We're not afraid of a long way. And this is taka very long. And this, besides this, there's again so much more. So I'm hoping in Mitzvah Hashem we're going to continue. And we're going to see more and more in the flows Mitzvah Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. It was awesome. Shalom, shalom. Believe now that we shall continue.